This one or two things from anywhere is a street into the night. This section, by the way, is the most recent one of all. My most recent poems are concentrated here in this section. I wrote them in the Soviet Union. I was a lecturer at the Moscow State University in the spring term this year. And I spent some four very exciting months in the Soviet Union. I lectured just once a week in American literature to a group of graduate students and faculty, numbering about 125, all of whom could deal easily in English. And the rest of the time, I wandered about Moscow and got to know the city very well. It's a most interesting place. I traveled in April to Middle Asia and spent 2 weeks in Samarkand, Tashkent, Dushanbe. Certainly one of the most interesting places in the world. This section grows out of the Russian experience. Anywhere is a street into the night is the title of it. The first poem in that section is called Crows in a Winter Composition. My close neighbors at Moscow were crows. I had a window overlooking a little courtyard, and in the courtyard there were trucks. One red truck. I fell almost violently in love with that truck. But it was most of the time I was there covered with snow, and it never moved. Never moved. I never found out where the truck went. It didn't go anywhere, but I never found out where it was supposed to go. But anyway, that's another story and a slightly better one. one of the things that interested me most about the courtyard, which was just off my window, was the fact that early in the morning, crows would come spiraling down, and they're very strange creatures. They called crows, but they didn't look like crows, not any that I had seen. They were, well, some of you have seen the European crows. They're gray colored, black and gray. They have distinctive markings, and they're very large. Crows in a winter composition. This morning, the snow, the soft distances beyond the trees in which nothing appeared. Nothing appeared. The several silences imposed one upon another were unintelligible. I was therefore ill at ease when the crows came down, whirling down and calling into the yard below, and stood in a mindless manner on the gray, luminous crust, altogether definite, composed, in the bright enmity of my regard, in the hard nature of crows.